So it's the exploitation of children and young people under the age of 18. It involves exploitive situations and relationships where a lot of the time the children or victims will receive gifts or food, accommodation, sometimes drugs and alcohol in return for performing sexual activities on the perpetrator. I mean, a lot of the time it does happen online. A few of the warning signs that we do look out for as police, we look for the use of technology and online sexual bullying. So a lot of the time if individuals are asked to send selfies of themselves exposing their body, that's quite a common factor. There's other factors as well, such as being absent from school, getting in trouble with police, so turning to crime, sexualized behaviour. I mean, it is becoming more apparent in recent years. What we do try and do is work with the children, the parents, the schools, offer advice, crime prevention advice, especially more so with the parents and carers, to make sure you've got the relevant settings on your phone or other devices. Advise the children that if they are requested by others or unknown people to send pictures, to report it to an appropriate adult or someone that they, you know, a figure of trust, and obviously not to send that picture. The children that we do speak with are quite switched on, but a lot of the time when it comes to internet safety and online safety, there are certain areas that they are not aware of, such as adding people on social media, so Instagram, Facebook. The person who is making that request in the picture isn't always going to be the person who's actually behind that computer, and that in itself does scare the children. In regards to child sexual exploitation and online safety, always, if you can, monitor your child's activity online. Make sure passwords and there's other precautions that are put in place. If you have any concerns, speak to your child if you have a good relationship. If there's something you wish to report, you can contact police on 101. I mean, the purpose of this week is to make people aware. It's an awareness week. We're not looking to scare people, of course not, but the fact it does happen, and it's a national issue. And I think we've realised that in recent years with some top profile cases outside of London. So it is an awareness campaign just to make sure people know what to do, what the signs are and how to report it. There have been significant changes in the last few years. The unit that we actually work in is coincide with social services. That's Kingston Social Services. There's other support networks as well. So it's a real multi-agency environment.